This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You guys know I love giving you signs, right? Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to KJRadio.com. I love the signs. I love the things that when you put two and two together, you go, boom, that's four. And to me, they're obvious. It's not even like it's a close, you know, I don't get how everybody doesn't see it, but, you know, it is what it is. One of my buddies, we were talking about, you know, we were going through some business stuff, and this was probably 7-8 years ago, and we were going over a problem, and he was explaining, and I was like, man, I went, why don't you just do blah, 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 blah. And he looked at me, and he went, do you know what you just did? And I went, what? You know, because I'm thinking he's mad. Like, you know, I was minimizing his issue. And he goes, Kevin, you just solved my problem. And he goes, and you did it like it's nothing, and you seem to think that it's nothing. And I go, but it is. And he goes, no, it isn't. And he goes on to tell me, he says, I actually feel a little demoralized sometimes when I talk to you. And I did a whole segment the other day on demoralization because I don't try to demoralize anybody. But he says, I actually feel a little demoralized in dealing with you at times. And I went, how's that? He goes, because this stuff is so easy for you. And I don't tell you guys that to make myself feel good or be. I don't care. I don't mean this in a bad way, but I don't really care what you think about me. I'm telling you because maybe there is something to what I do, but I don't feel that way. I feel like this is what everybody should think. And maybe that's our thing we've got to do, right? We as conservatives, we look at stuff and we go, isn't it common sense? And then Democrats go, no, it isn't, man. I mean, I don't understand why you don't want us to take it from you and give it to somebody else. And you go, yeah, because when I run out, what are you going to do? Well, I mean, it's not like you're running out. And you go, okay, they don't get it. We got to bridge that gap somehow. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. 844-551-8255. Common sense. A lot of stuff that we're dealing with here. So I want to put something in perspective. I want to give you a sign. Here's what this article reads from CNN. Joe Biden revealed Monday that his campaign may have raised nearly $20 million since he entered the race, a figure that would surpass the amount raised by any of the Democratic candidates in the first fundraising quarter. He told attendees at a New York fundraiser Monday that the 360,000 donors have given to his campaign with an average of $55, which would total $19.8 million. Biden told his supporters they have, quote, allowed me to compete in a way that I've never been able to before. We've raised a great deal of money. Remember, I played some clips from Joe Biden where Biden is buyable. I mean, you can buy Biden. He's complained about these people. They never gave me money before. Now they want to give me money. We should probably reconstitute those clips. Maybe in the broadcast we'll reconstitute a few of those and play Biden complaining that, yeah, I would have accepted it. Yeah, they could have gotten my attention. More than just a phone call. Anyway, I want to go on and talk about this. They said, Biden's preview of massive fundraising haul comes the week before the 2020 Democratic contenders meet in Miami for the first debate, an event that will draw a national audience and could reshape the national race, to take on Trump, who is holding an event in Orlando, Florida to kick off his reelection bid. Now, of course, that event already happened. No big deal there. So this week, the Democrats are now in Miami. Biden, after raising all this money, is slipping in the polls. Now, with respect to polls as they relate to Donald Trump, I give them zero credence. With respect to polls as they relate to the Democrats, I give them a little bit of credence. Because it depends on who authors it. For example, Buttigieg can do a poll that shows that he's winning. Or Sanders can do a poll that shows that he's winning. Or they will rationalize what's going on with their polling, which is what Sanders did the other day when they said, well, you lose to Biden, and you know what he says, well, but I beat Trump. You're behind the Biden. Yeah, but I'm ahead of Trump. So, which he's not. But if he wants to feel that way, that's fine. So, I've given you kind of the perspective. Joe Biden in 90 days has raised, you know, $20 million, whatever, time since he started. He's raised $20 million. Now, let me just give you some other news. First of all, there were people that they went out to and they said, when we get ready to go, you've got to give us a lot of money. So, from jump, there were millionaires ready to donate to Biden to get him to this $20 million mythical figure. He says there are 360,000 donors. That's wonderful. The problem is they probably didn't average $55. They probably averaged $5. So he maybe raised $2 million with his 360,000 donors, which isn't enough to win a race. I don't know how many donors Trump has, but I suspect it's a lot more than 360,000. Okay? And so Biden staged everything so he could come out of the block super fast. So think of this as a quarter mile, and he's running it as a sprint, all right? And by the time he hits the 200-meter mark, you know what happens? As we used to say, when you run a quarter, it feels like somebody put a refrigerator on your back because your shoulders back up and your muscles tighten up, and you come in slower, three times slower than you ran the first 200 meters. So Biden, I'm going to predict, is going to have a much slower time raising money than what, because I think he's, I don't think he's going to make it, and I'll talk more about that in a bit. But he's going to have a slower time. But I don't know if this is a true statement, but it was tweeted that when Donald Trump did his rally for the reelection, in one day, in a 24-hour period, Donald Trump raised $24 million. I don't know if it's true. I saw it. You guys look it up. But if it is, what it says is Donald Trump can do in one day what it has taken Biden to raise in the entirety. And Donald Trump has just kicked off. He's not doing, you know, he's not doing the massive email fundraising and things like that. He's just kicking it off. That is not good news for the Democrats. Now, personally, I hope these guys continue soaking money from themselves. I hope they suck up all the oxygen in L.A. and New York and Chicago and Atlanta and all these, you know, these leftist enclaves. And I hope Biden hangs on like a hair on a biscuit as long as he can, sucking money away from whoever will become the eventual candidate. But let me tell you something. Donald Trump is formidable this time, and he will not lose. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Continuing on the story that I was talking about earlier with Biden and the fundraising, I love this. There was another article that so Biden raised all this money, supposedly. He's raised more money than all the other Democratic candidates in a period since he started, since he declared. But then there's a story right beneath it that says this. After a late entry, Joe Biden scrambles for presidential campaign money with high-dollar fundraisers. So the one implication is he's out there. He's cooking it, man. Look at what he's doing. And in the other as well, maybe Biden's having to really scramble to get the money. Your front runner is scrambling? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to KJRadio.com. Putting it in perspective, that it being whatever you want it to be, life, love, happiness, you name it. I will help you put it in perspective. Through these politics and all these different crazy stories that we talk about on this program from time to time, day to day, every day, 5 days a week, and on the weekends, let me tell you something. You will gain more perspective about not only politics, but life, love, and all the other subjects that matter to you. And right now, the left wants you to believe Joe Biden is a de facto man. He could beat Donald Trump. He's 100-0 now in the latest polls. I mean, I might as well say that because it's just as incredible to believe that Biden is 53-40 over Trump. But they want you to believe that. They want you to believe that Joe Biden is a fundraising machine while simultaneously telling you that he has to scramble. That's what Kevin Jackson does. I sift through all this stuff so you can get some sense of it all. Here's what they go on to say in that article. I wasn't going to finish this, but we might as well. The Biden campaign declined to comment further on his fundraising numbers. So Biden reported that he's got 360,000 donors who gave him an average of $55. So he's got almost $20 million in his coffers, more than any other Democrat, more than he's ever had. And he's grateful for it, and they're trying to make it sound like he's moving so fast. How could Trump dare even come close? Jeb Bush? Remember Jeb Bush started with $100 million, and everybody talked about it. He's just getting started. No, that was a bunch of rich fat cats that gave Jeb Bush a war chest that he completely exhausted and got nothing. He was the foregone conclusion. That's what they told us. Biden, they're telling the other Democrats and trying to tell us, he's a foregone conclusion. Let me tell you something. Joe Biden isn't even going to win his Democrat nomination, much less be a foregone conclusion for something else. Are you kidding me? Not available for commenting on the fundraising numbers. You want to know why? Because I mentioned it earlier. They don't want to tell you how Joe Biden did it. See, here's what it goes on to say. The campaign had previously revealed that the former vice president raised $6.3 million in his first 24 hours as a presidential candidate. Congratulations, Joe Biden. $6.3 million of that $19.8, which for those doing the math is what? 13.5? 12.5? What is it? Oh, my gosh. $13.5 million is what he raised over the rest of that time. And Joe Biden wants you to believe those 360,000 donors have all donated $55, and he knows that's not the case. But let's just run with it. Let's run with what they say. $6.3 million in his first 24 hours as a candidate. Donald Trump opens up in Orlando, begins a second phase of, you know, part two of the Trump era, and he raises $24 million in a 24-hour period. So he raises almost four times what Biden has raised. But what they will tell you is Biden is... People are excited about him. Look at all those people that have given him money. But the campaign doesn't want to speak any further about the fundraising. Ask Donald Trump about his fundraising. He'll tell you, yeah, we've got 3.5 million people that have donated. Plus, we got a lot of institutional money, you know, people that probably didn't support me before, big donors. You know, remember, last time I ran on the idea that I was going to finance it. I'm not having to do that anymore. People know my results. Look at what's been going on with the economy. Look at how we're handling. He will give you song and dance. He's not going to avoid that question. They said this. If accurate, Biden's fundraising haul since he entered the race in April would put him ahead of the amounts raised by Democratic opponents during the first quarter fundraising. Bernie Sanders led the field with $18.2 million in the first 41 days of his campaign, followed by Kamala Harris, $12 million, O'Rourke, $9.4 million, Buttigieg, $7.1 million. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump will likely outraise every political candidate on the Democrat side combined, and I want you to understand what that means, that those people are soaking money away from the ultimate winner, and I know they're going to get a fresh, you know, cachet of money because they're going to be all these fat cats that donate. But let me tell you what about how it works with the political donors. They're betting on winning horses. So whether it's Steyer, what's his name? Steyer, I think his name, out of the rich dude out of California, or Soros, or whomever. Yeah, they're going to pump a lot of money in, but they also aren't fools with their money. Rich people know, look, I can beat up on Donald Trump all I want. They did that in dramatic fashion in the 2016 election when they thought Hillary Clinton was going to beat Trump and Barack Obama was conspiring with all the weaponization of the government. And everybody was told, don't worry, Trump won't win. Just keep giving that money to Hillary and her campaign. It's a good investment. Tell me that you believe any of those fat cats see any of these candidates as a good investment to beat Trump. So when you see the polling that says Donald Trump is losing to Yang, Klobuchar, Buttigieg, Cory Booker, Aunt Kamala Harris, whatever, and he's beat, they're all taking that. And they're all going in a head-to-head matchup. I beat Donald Trump. You need to support me. In a head-to-head matchup, look at what I'm doing against Donald Trump. That's their campaign slogan. That's the way they're funding their campaigns. Because if they told the truth to their donor base, let me tell you what would happen to the Democrats. They wouldn't raise enough money to throw together a church bazaar. You get what I'm saying? This is a ruse. And I said, in the very same article that I was talking about these campaign numbers for Joe Biden, Joe Biden scrambles for presidential campaign money with high-dollar fundraisers. If he's so prolific, if he's so well-liked, so well-loved, why is it that Joe Biden can't get money? Why is he scrambling? Let me ask you this. Do you think Donald Trump is scrambling with high-dollar donors who donate to Republicans? Do you think that he's scrambling? You think Donald Trump is, he's like, I don't know, we got to figure out where we're going to get more money. I'm not sure, man. Donald Trump is coasting getting money. You want to know why? Because people want to bet on a winner. And the Republican money is going to flow like the Nile.
Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is now considering a humanitarian aid package for migrants that are being held in detention on the southern border. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson says
He grew angry and very emotional when he saw the viral picture of a young immigrant father and his toddler who drowned trying to cross into the United States.
I realize tragedies occur all over this country, all over the world. I don't want to see another picture like that on the U.S. border.
President Trump is now on his way to the G20 summit in Japan. Before he left, he told Fox Business News Network he's concerned about the separation of migrant kids from their parents.
Separation's a terrible thing of the families. And I said, well, I'm going to put people together, but it's going to mean more people coming up. But and it has from that standpoint.
This is USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Personally, I would love to see Joe Biden become a 3-time loser for president. The problem is, that's not going to take going against Donald Trump to make it so. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. I have contended and will continue to believe, predict, that Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee. He's not going to make it out of the primary. And there are people that are, come on, Kev, man. I mean, with everything that you, I mean, you send me notes. You tell me, Kev, everything that you're saying, man, I mean, who else? Who's going to be it, man? And I told you guys, I said it'll probably be like Buttigieg. Because there's no solid contender. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. The Democrat who can beat Trump hasn't been born. That's right. I understand the knee-jerk reason for putting Biden in, for selecting him. I mean, he's a former vice president to the Democrats' baby black Jesus. It's his turn. Biden allowed Hillary another shot to dominate the world, and he said, I'm not even going to jump in the race. Now, Biden knew he couldn't beat Hillary. He said, after the fact, he says, I could have beaten her. You know, it's like the dude saying, yeah, that cop stopped me. I would have talked mess to him. You know, I just didn't want to have to hurt him. You know, I didn't want to have to hurt that cop. Yeah, you know, after the fact or the bar fight. Yeah, that guy's lucky that he didn't come over and mess with me. You know what I mean? He's that kind of guy. But yeah, he allowed Hillary to compete unfettered. So why not reward Biden with his final chance to be a presidential person, you know, to get the presidency, even at the ripe age of 76? Why not? So what? He slowed down just a little bit. Doesn't have that hitch, that giddy up, you know, that he used to have. He's got a hitch in his giddy up. That's what the cowboys would say. That's to be expected of rich old white men, isn't it? To slow down a bit. Stop and smell the roses. And isn't that just what the Democratic Party needs? A old, rich, white dude to put into office? I mean, hey, they gave Hillary Clinton, white woman, a shot, and she failed. It's his turn! Have I said that already? Democrats can overlook his old, rich whiteness for just a bit, can't they? Maybe, maybe not. Buttigieg called Biden out. He alluded to it. He didn't call him out by name, but he alluded that it's time for a gayer, younger, more hip, progressive generation. And, you know, like it's a bunch of old white guys here. Yeah. So he called out the front runner. He didn't say things like, well, you know, there's a old white lady that slept her, I mean, that faked her way being an Indian, and there's a black lady that slept her way to the top, and there's an angry black man. And he didn't go into all that detail. He just picked on one dude. He picked on Biden. Yeah. New blood. It was a shot at Biden. Everybody knew it. But what about the man issue? Because Biden is old, white, and he's relatively rich. I mean, he's not poor. But he's a man, baby. Elizabeth Warren, Kirsten Gillibrand, they're going to eventually get around to attacking Biden on his creepiness. It's shelved for now. The only reason why people aren't talking about Biden's creepiness on the left, the women, is because Biden's falling in the polls. If Biden were rising in the polls, let me tell you, Elizabeth Warren and them would be talking about all the sexual exploitation that Biden does. They would be bringing out the stuff I brought out, that Biden is a closet voyeur who loves dominating women publicly, especially in front of their husbands. That's his sexual fetish. Then there's also the issue with race. I suspect that's going to be the bugaboo that bites Biden in his buttocks. And it won't be Kamala Harris or Cory Booker, remember him, bringing it up. Instead, it's going to be the black base. And I want you to hear what this particular guy said about Biden.
Uncle Joe, everybody likes their fluffy uncle. But he's Barack Obama's friend. He's got the cool black friend. Right? That's all it is. Joe has a terrible history in the black community. And everybody just loves him because he's the fluffy old guy. He has given us no policy.
Uncle Joe, huh? Yeah. What do they think? Is an episode of Bonanza, isn't it? Was it Uncle Joe? Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you've been listening to the fluffy old white guys, what that black dude called Joe Biden. Joe Biden has a serious issue in the black community. And I've explained it this way. When Joe Biden was picked by Barack Obama, it was the strangest pick and remains that. Probably the strangest VP pick ever. And it will remain that way. I would love to, for Barack Obama to tell us truthfully why he picked Joe Biden. The only thing that I could come up with, and I'm telling you, I've thought about this a lot, is Joe. And I know people would think I'm just being funny, trying to be funny. But I see Barack Obama looking at Joe Biden and saying, this is a man that will do what I tell him. He's stupid. He will know his place. He won't overstep his bounds. And in a couple of instances, Biden did. Because he's just an idiot. And who was it that was a Fox interview? Oh, it was Gingrich. Gingrich says, they were asked Gingrich, do you think Obama knew about the targeting of by the FBI of Trump? He says, of course he knew. He goes, this for Biden? He goes, I honestly can't say. He goes, because Joe Biden, and what Gingrich was essentially saying is what Donald Trump has said, is that he's so stupid, he may have known, he may not, but he wouldn't have even known what to do with the information because he's just that stupid. But I want to go back to what Biden has in the black community. Joe Biden has one thing clearly in his favor in the black community. That is the fact that he has a D after his name. So people are willing to overlook his craziness and the stupid things that he says. If you get a chance, you've got to watch the video that we play the audio of quite a bit, where Joe Biden's talking about Barack and him getting tested for AIDS. They shot audience reaction. And there are people in the audience going, what did that Negro just say? It's crazy to watch. It's fun to watch. Al Sharpton looks up like, that's racist. He talks about the black parts of my city, the black neighborhoods in my city. I mean, if you want to say, I've been to areas of town where black people live in greater numbers. I've been to parks in areas of my town that, you know, were again, but not the black parts of my town. Don't misunderstand me. I get it. But I'm saying, if Donald Trump says that, if George Bush makes the statement that Joe Biden made there, career ender. But Joe Biden talks openly, and he says it like, I've been there, I've been to parks, and, you know, which, by the way, was a lie. And I've talked to black people about AIDS. And what he says is even more condescending. I've told black men, you need to wear a condom. I've told black women, you can say no. Implying that black men are telling them, no, you're going to get this girl. Yeah, whether you like it. Like, we're just running around raping people. Don't misunderstand me. There's rape going on in the black community, but there's rape going on in all the other communities. But you can't get away with that stuff. So Biden's got a huge perception problem, and this guy explains it better than anybody because he says Joe Biden is like the white dude that gets to hang out with the cool black guy. And so he's accepted for that reason. Barack Obama made Joe Biden's career. Joe Biden's career, what? He was a laughingstock. And sadly, he will go down in history as a laughingstock, having been the vice president for Barack Obama, because the problem Biden has in the black community moving forward is that he's tied to Barack Obama. Back in 2008, late 2008, when Barack Obama was surging, rock star status, bigger than Trump is today. Barack Obama, in the latter part of 2008, and when he won election, he could go anywhere in this country, and you know what he could do? He could do exactly what Donald Trump is doing now. He could command 20,000, 30,000 people anytime. When he traveled the world, it was even bigger. He was bigger than any boy band, girl band, you name it. He was the biggest thing on the planet. Barack Obama can travel places today, and he can barely get an audience. Unless you got to be a real fan to go see him, to want to see him. It has to be somebody paying big money that still believes the hype. Because I can tell you, I saw his, one of his last deals at the UN. It was embarrassing. I felt bad for him. So what's Biden running on? He's running on less momentum than Hillary had, if he's going to use Barack Obama, who is his BFF. And you guys remember the BFF incident where he says, will you be my boyfriend on Twitter? And Barack Obama doesn't respond yes or no, and Barack checks the no box. It's embarrassing. So this brother got it right. He's done nothing in the black community, done nothing for the black community, but I promise you, it is far worse, and I'm about to tell you why. Because not only has Barack Obama lost blacks, he's losing the youngsters, the students.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security IPO or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So we have a group called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. I'd love to get callers and people involved in all of the things that we do, whether it's TeaPartyCommunity.org, which is a battle against Facebook, whether it's SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, which is a battle against the social justice agenda in schools and promoting STEM in schools, whether it's just the blacksphere.net or kjradio.com. I'd love to get you guys involved, cross-pollinating. And there are other things that we're doing. And all of this in order to solve a problem. Anyway, I was talking last segment about Joe Biden and the fact that he won't win the Democrats' nomination. And if he were to get lucky enough to win that, he certainly wouldn't win the national election. And the Democrats have a major problem because every one of their candidates is flawed in so many ways. They all represent a special interest. They don't represent the people as a whole. It's all about Buttigieg is an LGBTQ guy. Warren is women and mostly women's issues and sort of socialism light. Bernie Sanders is socialism. Kamala Harris is black and women's issues and illegals, fighting for illegals. And all of the things that they fight for, none of it is fighting for you as a human being. It's all special interest. If you're black, if you're handicapped, if you're a Latino trying to get in illegally, not legally, illegally, if you're a woman, if you're whatever, short, too ugly, they got a special interest group that they want to bring to, you know, oh, come on and join us with this. So it's fragmented. And you can't, now it's herding cats form. Because in many cases, it's antithetical. And they've lost their power base, the media. The Muslims used to be a big deal. It was becoming an outcry. We're Muslims, and they got Tlaib and Omar and all these people in the office to go with Keith, what's his face, and who's now Attorney General of Minnesota and others. But they've lost power in every phase. They've lost power. I mean, some are still hanging on. The LGBT community is now promoting the trans agenda as if that's something, you know, we all need to be paying attention to. Nobody gives a crap about the trans agenda. It's such a small segment of the population, it's ridiculous. But we got to give it, you know, oh, let's humanize them. Well, last time I checked, they were humanized. It was funny. I was watching, what's the show, Naked and Afraid. And there was this person they were profiling, and I said, That's a trans. They showed him kind of, mannish looking female, but he aged years later. And I said, that's a trans. And sure enough, first transgender they had on Naked and Afraid. And, you know, he made a big deal. It was a he. She turned into a he. And he made a big deal about, you know, that was the agenda. Most people is just going out there and surviving. But no, we got to hear of how, you know, she was bullied as a girl, always felt like a guy, blah, blah, blah. That's the only agenda that maybe you could look at and go, it's still moving forward, to use their word. Everything else has been halted to some degree. Environmentalists, climate freaks, all of them. And we're giving them names because that's what they should be called, is freaks. That's what the Democrat agenda is full of. Nothing but freaks. People that want to utilize some physical anatomy, anatomical issue to go, oh, this is the reason why I want to do it. Bunch of whiners. That's what they are. Anyway, I was talking about Creepy Joe Biden, Sleepy Creepy Joe, and his problems. And he's got problems with practically every one of these special interest groups. He's been for it or against it. If it's abortion, pro-life, pro-choice, whatever. Joe has flip-flopped on something, committed to it, didn't do it, or hadn't done anything in his career. His son died of cancer, and Joe's supposed to be curing it. Now he's promising he can cure cancer. I mean, that's jumping the shark, Fonzie. But he's got bigger problems than those looming with black folks. He's got problems with youngsters. And I want to play this clip and then we analyze it.
I'm Calvin Phillips of Campus Reform. Today we're at Marymount University reading offensive quotes to students and asking them if they think they're Joe Biden's or Donald Trump's. What they don't know is that all the quotes are actually Joe Biden. What will his supporters say when they find that out? Let's ask them. Who would you vote for in the presidential election between Donald Trump and Joe Biden?
I would probably have to go with leadership, which is Joe Biden.
Personally, I would go for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Have a few quotes for you here. I want you to guess who said them between Donald Trump or Joe Biden, all right? Okay. Somewhat controversial quotes from the past. First quote, you cannot go to a 7-Eleven or Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. Who do you think said that?
Trump.
Sounds like a Trump quote.
Ooh, that's a big yikes. But, I might say Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Next up, this was to a largely African-American audience. Quote, if my opponent wins, they're going to put you all back in chains.
Trump again.
Wow. I still think that's Donald Trump.
Oh, definitely Trump.
Trump.
Donald Trump.
Joe Biden.
Next up, this was about President Obama. He called him, quote, the first mainstream African American who is articulate and bright and clean.
Probably Trump.
I'll go Trump again.
Who do you think said that?
I think Trump said that.
Donald Trump.
What if I told you that all of those are actually Joe Biden?
All right, there it is.
Is that surprising?
Yeah, very.
That's crazy.
Is that surprising?
Yeah.
That's not. Oh, that's sad.
Is that surprising to you?
Yeah, I mean, they're all pretty racist, so not really good.
Ah, well, that's surprising.
That's really surprising.
Why is that surprising?
I've never heard any of those things before, so the fact that you told me that, now I'm like, damn, is he really who he say he is?
No, I don't think that's something I want to really support.
Would this potentially impact your vote?
Of course.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, like, since I thought all that was Trump, like, I thought, like, that was going to be a slam dunk. But apparently, you know, I got to reconsider that. So I just look more in depth, really.
Would these quotes potentially lead you to another candidate?
Yeah, definitely, absolutely.
Personally, probably. I would have to really do my research.
Yeah, I think it would.
Would these quotes impact your potential support of them?
Yes.
I'm surprised. Surprised.
Why is that surprising?
Because then you would hear a lot of media, you know, saying Trump usually is the one targeting and making fun of the other classes. But then you see Joe Biden making some executive decisions when he was vice president that you didn't really see in television. So I guess to a point, I guess media does play a role.
So many meaningful things you can get out of that clip. Great job by Cabot of Campus Reform, a leadership institute who we're partnered with Seeking Educational Excellence, are the ones who came up with that. They didn't mention other things that Joe Biden said that were racist. And so I'm probably going to go on a tour to talk about that particular clip because I think it's a brilliant piece of work. And it speaks on so many levels. Because here's what they do. They say, here are these clips, Trump or Biden. And of course, everybody believes it to be Trump. And I tell people this all the time. When your mind gets blown is when you've been tricked into believing something. It's like a magician. And everybody's going, oh, Trump. That's Trump. Yeah, I see it right there. You know, it's like three-card Monty. Where's the queen? It's right there. I see it. I know where she is. She's right there. Then they flip it up, and it's not. And you're like, whoa. Do it again. Okay, here's another one. Who do you think this one is? Trump or Biden? Trump. Whoa! Not again? What about this one? And you know what the conclusion those kids came to? They were like, wait a minute. I've been told that Donald Trump is a racist. I've been told that Democrats are not racist. I've been given a choice, multiple choices, of Trump versus Biden. I chose the wrong one. What did one of the guys say? I'm going to have to go and rethink this. This is such an opportunity for us. I love this clip because it proves that once people become enlightened about what they don't know, suddenly things change. The disinformation or misinformation campaign that's been run against Donald Trump is what you saw initially. We have a wealth of people who are ready to hear us. When you talk about TPUSA, Charlie Kirk's group, I say to myself, why haven't they informed all these kids of this stuff? Now, I'm not casting aspersions. I'm just saying, these are students that don't know the truth. And there were five students interviewed, and every single one of them went, uh-oh, I don't think I could vote for him. Now, what do you think is going to happen when these students find out all that Trump has done for black people? You know, bring criminal justice reform, the First Step Act, the Second Chance Act, freeing black folks out of prison who've been there for decades for things that are very minor. Folks, we have a real opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.